Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
So the GAA have issued a statement clarifying the final score of yesterday's All-Ireland Senior Hurling semi-final, revising that official scoreboard to Tipperary 420 to Kilkenny's 30 points, because it was initially given yesterday as 421 to 30 points, but that of course has been amended. And as Will mentioned in the sports news there, the CCCC is now awaiting the ref's report in an effort to try and establish how the initial mistake happened. Tommy Rooney is off the ball's GAA correspondent. Tommy, what change, if anything, or what will come from this referee's report?
Andrea, how you doing? Afternoon. Good. Yeah, it's a shame after such a brilliant weekend of hurling that it's coming down to something like this. But this is such a big deal. Scoregate, as it's known, it probably changed so much in the last couple of minutes of that game between Tipperary and Kilkenny. And yeah, a lot depends on the referee's report this evening, because ultimately that'll be final. And, you know, if the referee had the incorrect scoreline in his final report, the CCCC, the Central Competition Controls Committee, will have a decision to make this evening. I'd imagine the meeting will be this evening over what the next course of action is. But at this juncture, I'm not quite sure what's going to happen. At the moment, my sense is that there may not be a replay, but it really isn't satisfactory in terms of how that game played out yesterday afternoon.
So there is a possibility that an appeal could be launched later today.
Well, you see, Kilkenny, I'm under the impression that Kilkenny are considering their options last night. So we're in this kind of flux at the minute where we don't know what's going to happen, because we don't know what the referee's final report is. Brian Gavin, a former inter-county referee, this morning was writing in his Irish Examiner column, and he said that James Owens initially inputted the scoreline as Tipperary, James Owens the referee, Tipperary 421, Kilkenny 30, via the refereeing texting system onto the GAA website. He checked it at 7:40 p.m. and it was that. And at 7:55 p.m. it had changed back to 420. So Tipperary's total was minus a point. And as far as Brian was under the impression, and Brian is a former inter-county referee, now working in the media and doing plenty of media between radio and the Irish Examiner, he says that the scoreline can only be altered by the referee. Now, look, there's a lot that's going to come out of this in the next day or so. We go through the kind of the sequence of events.
Yeah, you might just remind. I should say as well, I want to talk to fans today. People, if you were there, if you were at the Kilkenny Tipperary match, we'd love to hear your reaction to Scoregate. 1800 453 106 is the number. But I suppose the sequence of events, Tommy, just to remind listeners.
Yeah, so Andrea, it's a draw game with a little over a minute left to go in Croke Park, right? It's been a brilliant All-Ireland semi-final up to that. Young Oisín O'Donoghue of Cashel scores a wonder goal, and that sends Tipperary 3 points ahead with about 30 seconds left. At 69:58, as the clock turns red to enter injury time, Tipperary's Noel McGrath takes a shot from the Cusick stand sideline. It looks like it's going over the bar, right? And often when you're in the press box or you're watching on TV, you look at Hill 16 and you'll try and get a read on the fans, right? So the Tip fans obviously think it's going over the bar and they go delirious behind the goals. However, it drifts wide at the near post. Now, a couple of things happen here. The umpire on the far side, who usually would flag for a goal, or if the ball went wide on the other side, might give the nod to his umpire to say whether it was wide or over. He actually, in the slow down version, he actually raises his hand to catch the ball as it hits the side netting at the back of the goal. But the umpire on the near side clearly, very clearly, flags it as a wide. Okay? Noel McGrath doesn't react. Like, players at this level, they know. I know we've got Hawkeye in Croke Park to check if a score is you know, gone over the post and the umpires aren't sure. But players typically know whether or not that it's gone over the bar. And Noel McGrath didn't protest it. I didn't protest the wide. Ger Canning initially on commentary on RT, I thought it was a point, but as it's waved wide, he says, obviously, it's wide. But 2 or 3 seconds later, at 70:04 on the TV clock, the scoreboard switches and it adds a point to Tipperary's score. And from there on, it's pure confusion. So from there on, it's Tipperary 421, Kilkenny 29 points. So Tipperary now, according to the scoreboard in the ground and on the TV broadcasters, who would be using the scoreboard in the ground
to
signal this, you know, they are now saying that Tipperary are leading by 4 points. and Kilkenny believe so. There's 4 minutes of added time added on, and Kilkenny think that they're 4 points down and not three. So at 70 minutes and 38 seconds, Owen Cody burns his man. And from a very tight angle, when a point would have been the play, he goes for goal and they don't score it. 30-odd seconds later, Jordan Molloy points, right? So that should have left just a point in it at that stage. Or that should have left 2 points in it.
Yeah.
And just say if Owen Cody had gone for a point when he thought there was a goal, it would have left just a point in it. But on the scoreboard, and from what Kilkenny believed, there were still 3 points down. So Kilkenny waste the next 90 seconds chasing the goal.
Chasing the goal. And that's, I think, where a lot of the frustration has come from people. I was watching the match yesterday and certainly online. Tommy, I just want to bring in a couple of listeners today because I want to get some listeners' reaction. Will you stay with us if you don't mind? Eddie is with me. Eddie's from the Kilkenny GAA Supporters Club. Eddie, what was your reaction to this yesterday?
Well, my first thoughts, Andrea, were for the players. You know, the players are the most important people on the field. And I wouldn't buy the excuse of human error. The players should be thought of first. And I think Croke Park has to take the responsibility for this. I don't see Kilkenny making any fire over this. You know, they're not going to object or look for a replay. I don't think so, anyway. I haven't anything to do with the Kilkenny County Board or anything, but I couldn't see them making a decision to counteract that. But first of all, I think Joe Canning did, as Tommy said, make a very valid point. For any of those of us who have played the game, and Joe Canning was one of the stars for Galway for many years, when you're chasing a game 3 points down into additional time, you're looking for a goal. If you're 2 points down, and Kilkenny had three opportunities of putting over the bar, which they didn't do. So they were hard done by, and it was Croke Park's fault and Croke Park's responsibility to make a decision on it. Don't leave it up to Kilkenny or anyone else.
Now, so does that mean you think so what do you think that should happen then, Eddie? Even if Croke Park were to make a decision on this?
Well, I look at, we'll say, if you take the decision, Clare made a decision back along with the controversy in the All-Ireland against Offaly, which was short. I think it was about 3 minutes. The referee blew the whistle. There was 3 minutes to go. And Clare were very magnanimous with it, and they offered a replay to Offaly, which they actually lost. So I think the onus is with Croke Park number one and maybe Tip number two. But I don't want to take from Tip's brilliance on the day. I mean, the goals they got were absolutely fantastic. Some of the best goals were seen in Croke Park. And I don't want to take from Kilkenny either, because Kilkenny scored 30 points, magnificent points in the game, which would probably win most matches. But like, here we have people with all the technology at their disposal and making a mistake which affected the result of the game. So they have to take responsibility for
okay.
it.
Okay, Liam is with us too, Eddie. Do you honestly believe, Eddie, that this scoreboard error, Scoregate, has resulted in, you know, the loss of this for Kilkenny?
Sorry, is that me, Andrea?
Yes, Liam, you can hear me okay.
Yeah, I can, yeah. No, it doesn't, Andrea. Look, the reality is there was a mistake made. I think that was seen on the pitch by anyone watching it. And I watched it myself yesterday. I was watching it on television. I wondered where the extra point was coming from. But what we're trying to do now is we're trying to put thoughts into people's heads as to what they did or what they didn't do. The reality is the only person whose score matters is the referees, not the scoreboards, not RTEs. And any player on the pitch should be aware of what the referee's score is, and they can play their game whatever way they like. You cannot be bringing back your, oh, I thought he would have done this, or I thought he would have done that. The reality is if Robert Doyle hadn't blocked the ball on the goal line and had gone in, and Kilkenny had won by a point afterwards, would they then turn around and hand a replay to Tipperary, because Tipperary thought they were 3 points ahead and it was a level game, and they would have maybe changed how they played at the puck odds and that. You know, you can't keep bringing games back for a change of decision or what a referee might have done or what an umpire might have done. The reality is Tipperary won the game. It's over now. They've got to move on. It's a completely different scenario to what happened in Clare in 1998 with Offaly. that game didn't finish properly, and you could factually see that it didn't finish properly. This game is over. It's now time to let Tipperary get ready for an All-Ireland final and kind of cut out the media nonsense, because I think a lot of this has just been driven up by the media. It's a good controversy to have people talking afterwards. But the game is over. It's time to move on.
That's it. But that's the thing. Our own Tommy Rooney is still with us, off the Ball's GA correspondent. Like, is there really any genuine likelihood that the GAA will make a decision following this referee's report later?
I might just come back on that point, right? Because if Robert Doyle doesn't block that ball by John Donnelly and it rattles the back of the net, the scoreboards and the TVs has it down as a draw. And the players clearly think it's a draw if the full-time whistle goes. But it would have emerged in the wash afterwards, like very quickly afterwards, that Kilkenny had actually won by a point in that scenario. So I think in a sense, we've all been kind of saved what would have happened if that was the case. I don't know, is there going to be a replay offered now? But this could have been far worse if actually the players at the end of the game all thought it was a draw and they were getting ready for extra time, and suddenly the word got down, because there was confusion. There was confusion in the press box. There was confusion in Croke Park. There was confusion in certain areas. But I don't think the players in the field or the referee or the sideline officials caught this confusion until after the game. Now, you could see them afterwards in a huddle, very clearly on the RT TV coverage as well. You could see it. They remained in a huddle on the field, the referee and his sideline officials, discussing something. So we won't know until we get the referee's report tonight what the final scoreline was, James Owens inputted. But he did change it. It was changed on the refereeing system late last night. And the GAA originally, after the game, the GAA said that the scoreline, GAA sources said that the scoreline was 4-21. And it was reversed then later on that afternoon.
A text here from Frank as well regarding Scoregate. I was there yesterday in Croke Park. I was right behind the press journalists. They spotted it straight away and they went bizarre looking for the proper score. It was confusion.com from what I seen. It was some game though, says Frank. Tipperary supporter and Today FM producer Cathal Minogue is with me in studio, because you were there in Croke Park yesterday. What did you make of it all?
I was, yeah. I didn't actually... There was no sense of confusion when we were there. We were just caught up in the moment.
Yeah.
And I remember the shot as well. So we thought it just had gone wide, but never actually copped in that the scoreboard had gone up or anything like that.
So from where you were watching the game yesterday in Croke Park, it was very clear to you that
the
point was wide.
Yeah, the umpire waved.
And you could see
the
umpire's reaction.
Yeah, because we had jumped up to celebrate because we thought it was a score. And then the people over in the Cusick stand obviously jumped up as well. But then we realised that it was gone wide, but never actually copped the scoreboard from where I was. And that was down in the Hogan stand, just near the Tipperary subs and all. But I mean, we were totally just caught up in this because it was a great, great day, Andrea. And, you know, met a lot of Tip fans after. And that was not the chat at all. So that we like that.
Wouldn't be if you're a Tip fan, I suppose, would it?
Yeah, but it didn't seem like, I suppose it didn't seem to with the people that I was with anyway, that this had even happened, more or less, until I actually went home and then properly, I watched back the match and then I actually gathered my thoughts, you know, and saw the stuff online about it. But I'd say, as Tommy said there, I think it was different pockets. Like, obviously the press had copped it or whatever. And I know I was listening this morning to the Hurling Pod lads, and Paul Murphy had said that he didn't realise it when he was watching the match, and then it was only that when he finished after the game that he realised that this had happened. So it was a weird one, but I hoped it doesn't take away from Tipperary.
From the win.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the hunt for tickets, I've no doubt as well.
Oh, yeah. That started early this morning.
Did it?
Yeah. I think we'll be all right. We'll get there.
You'll get there. I've every faith in you, Cathal. Rob is with us on the line. Rob, you're a Kilkenny fan. Is that right?
I live in Kilkenny. I support them. But I mean, I taught Ronan, but I also know, I've worked with Mikey Carey, brilliant lad. Like, I'm a bit on the fence here in terms of my support. I'm afraid Eddie and Liam are talking a lot of sense. This is a lot of brouhaha. This is nonsense just for the sake of having a discussion about something. Like, Tipperary with a better team. Kilkenny can't rely upon TJ's freeze. You know, Tipperary with a better team. Yes, there's a mistake. So yes, the linesman caught the ball. He should have done. He's not a ball boy. He should leave it alone. Get on with his job. The person in the stands doing the scoreboard, there was a mistake there. Listen, the GAA can sort those sorts of things out and make sure checks and balances. But let's just move on. Tipperary is a better team.
That's it. Draw a line in the sand.
And let's just move on.
Do you feel the same, Mary? Is this all storm in a teacup stuff?
Yes, it is, without a doubt. Yes. Tip one, and like they're saying there, Kilkenny lost. And they should just take it on the chin now, they lost. And but I didn't agree with Andrea, to be honest with you. All the fopping and the belting as well on the pitch. Was there any need for that? You know, no one is talking about that. A lot of elbowing, tripping up.
Oh, that's right, okay.
Yeah, like no one's saying nothing about that. There was no need for that. Right. There was kids watching and all the rest. Right. There was no need for that. Kilkenny lost. If they had to get that goal towards the 10 minutes towards the end of it, they would have had it. But because they didn't have it, they're sore losers now, end of.
Oh, well, to be fair, John's with us too. John, I was listening to Kilkenny manager Derek Ling's post-match interview yesterday. And I mean, to be fair, like he didn't really dwell much on this confusion that we're talking about today or the scoreboard error. He didn't at all, really.
You talking to me, Andrea?
Yes, John.
Sorry, yeah. No, he didn't. I don't think they will either. I think the Kilkenny manager will go, right, okay, it's a game that's over and done. But that last lady there going on with sore losers, that's just ridiculous. None of the players, nobody from Kilkenny made an issue of this.
No.
The media made an issue out of it. So I don't know what she's talking to her hat, to be honest with you. The only thing is, one, I think your own sports commentator there, he said, like, exactly, if Mikey Carey had to score that goal, right, now it's all ifs and buts. To me, it's over and done, man, let's get on with it, but it's all ifs and buts now. But if he had to score that goal, and then Tipperary had to find out, we're going to extra time, but then find out that, no, you've just lost the game by a point. You didn't realise, but just a point. Do you think the Tip County Board or Liam Cahill's management, and Liam Cahill actually trained our club years ago, Carrick Shaw back in the day, so, and he's a hell of a trainer, and he's a gentleman, but do you think his team, the fans, the players, would they be happy today? No, they wouldn't. They would be uproar. James Owens, even a friend of my expert, don't rate him as a referee. He has been involved in a few, for abuse of a word, controversies in games, mismanaging games. And even at that, when there was a free to either team, what stopped James Owens? Because he would have seen the scoreboard, as big as a house up there, with the score on, and knowing the score is wrong, put his fingers to his ear, saying to one of the officials, can someone let GAA headquarters know that that score is wrong? Wrong. They have a Tipperary with a point too many. Then there would be no confusion. But he let the game go on. So look,
okay.
As a Kilkenny supporter, you look, I'm devastated.
I know, and everyone's people entitled their opinion, yeah. and Mary there as well. To be fair, I mean, you know, sure, everyone's watching the game. They're entitled to have their say. Tommy, where do we go from here? Like it's 12:30, or coming close to 12:30 on Monday afternoon. I mean, it's probably very unlikely, and as John and others have said, Kilkenny aren't making a fuss about this, so it's probably unlikely there's going to be any change, is there?
I'm just going to come in with a couple of quick points, Andrea, right? Blaming James Owens for this, okay? We have to wait and see the referee's report. Blame can be laid at the referee for this, right? There's a lot of people that have jobs to do, and there was mistakes made, okay? I also would question how the word didn't get down. Like, how did word not get down that there's a question here? Even say from Kilkenny's backroom side, somebody somewhere must have spotted it or heard it. I'm not blaming anyone for this, but you know, if it happened in a club,
there's a lot
game,
of moving parts. I mean, it's not for us or listeners
parts, right?
to say it's any one individual's fault. Not at all. It's probably
sure.
a series
yeah.
of.
Yeah, for sure. So I don't think it's fair to level it at the referee, but we do have to see what the referee's report is later, because that is so important in terms of what happens next. I don't think this is a media issue blowing it up either. Like this had a massive material impact on the manner in which Kilkenny chased the last 4 minutes of this game. And anyone who trains or plays at club level in nearly any sport, you have game-based scenarios and you know how to chase down a lead or a deficit when you're 4 points down or you're 4 points up. And it totally changed the manner in which Kilkenny hurled in the final 4 minutes. Kilkenny didn't score goals in that game, but they hit 30 plus points, and they could have easily, I'm not saying they would have, but I'm saying they could have easily drew back points or even won it with points if they'd changed their approach in the last couple of minutes. So, you know, saying to Derek Ling, and I listened to it as well with Derek Ling, I'm not sure Derek Ling had even copped it by that stage either.
No.
So, look, I think we'll learn a lot over the next little while. And later this evening, I believe, there's going to be a CCCC meeting. And, you know, that's the Central Competitions Control Committee. They will go through the referee's report. They will establish how the mistake occurred. And they will, I presume, know the next best step in this scenario. But it's really unsatisfactory, and it's really unfortunate that it happened, because, and it's not to take away from Tipperary, they were phenomenal. And if I was to hazard a guess, they will be getting ready for their All-Ireland final. But it's just not good enough. It's not good enough.
No, and just to be fair, I should say as well to the referee and umpires and all involved, it's got to be incredibly difficult. And as you say, there's a whole series of things that lead up to the communication and how all of that happens. And we'll find out more, I'm sure, later when get this referee's report and the CCCC get that later today. You probably think it's a storm in a teacup, Cathal, do you?
I do, yeah. I'd rather be talking about the brilliance of the Tipperary hurlers than the mistake made. I actually didn't even realise waking up this morning that it would be such a talking point. Yeah. But I do, I see it in the...
A lot of people emailing in today about it.
Really?
A lot of people getting in touch on social media, which is the very reason we're chatting about it here on Lunchtime Live. It's not about who the better team were, says this texter. It's about fairness. The Kilkenny players would more than likely have made different decisions if it was clear there was 2 points in it. It's often the case where the better team doesn't win, says this texter.
Well, it was yesterday. I'm sure Tommy would agree that the best team won.
Yeah, Tipperary. Another listener tells me, with all the modern technology, why isn't the referee's score keeping and the scoreboard in the stadium directly linked up? Perhaps would that be a suggestion? Maybe then somebody else keeping track separately to the referee, says this listener. And a Kerry fan has got in touch to say, this is an amateur game, human error, end of story. Kilkenny are hard done by, bad luck, game over, move on, says this listener. 087-1400-106, that's the WhatsApp number. That's Tipperary producer there and Tip fan. Tipperary producer today,
FM like
producer,
that.
I should
like
say. Cathal Minogue, our own Tommy Rooney from Off the Ball, GA correspondent, Mary, John, and Rob, Liam, Eddie. Thanks a million for getting in contact with us today. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.